Fortunate Son, 105.7 KLZZ, Reno's Classic Rock. And if you're talking about the Vietnam War, that song there about the inequities of the draft and how, you know, like a lot of people never went there and got out some way, and a lot of, you know, a lot of good souls were lost.
I had some good friends that didn't come out of Vietnam alive, so.
Well, and there was others that came home and that were never the same.
No, that too. And you know, it was society did not accept these soldiers and sailors and military from that war, and it's hopefully over time it has changed because there are a lot of guys that still feel that sting.
Yeah, and when you serve your country, you serve your country. You sign on that line. You give it all.
Yeah.
Sometimes you give it all.
Yes.
And we want to mention really quick, as we're talking about vets and Vietnam vets, you know a vet that's struggling. Our friends at the Veterans Resource Center here in town, they do amazing things to, you know, help out our veterans. Maybe you get them a job, get them a place to live, get them the basic necessities they need. But Veterans Resource Center, and find out more about them on our website at kozzradio.com. It doesn't matter if they're a Vietnam vet, an Iraqi vet, vets are vets. And when you serve your country, you need to be, I believe, given the best care and whatever the best we can do.
Absolutely.
So now there was four of you. Now, Tom was John's older brother, Tom Fogarty. And he had a bit of a thing going on. And then when it came time to get a deal, well, you guys were his little brother's band. And it all came together. But there came a point that Tom goes in to, he had a back injury. He had a bad back. He goes in for a simple procedure to get his back fused. Maybe not that simple, but this was at a hospital in San Francisco right when the AIDS epidemic, the roof blew off of it. He got some tainted blood.
Yeah.
And there was how many, I mean, there were so many cases that came out of there with tainted blood. It was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
People didn't know.
No, there was no testing because they didn't know what
they
it was.
They didn't know.
And Herrick Memorial Blood Bank is where he got his blood, and it passed on more AIDS cases than any blood bank in the world.
Wow.
And he was a healthy guy and a loving father and good friend, and to see him go, it was a horrific disease. He went from 6'2" to 220 to about 6 feet to 130 pounds.
Wow.
It was a horrible thing to watch.
Yeah, man. So, you know, as we celebrate this 50th anniversary, it's not without the memories of the guy who was there when it all began, the guy who led the wagon train.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Tom Fogarty.
Yeah, and he has a solo album being released, just like I do, for the 50th, and it's Zephyr National.
Yeah.
So just throw one in for Tom.
But the good news is that his two young children and his beautiful wife were not affected. It was contained. And
it wasn't something that happened overnight. They had to go through a long period of time and until they knew that they were healthy and safe. And it was a very, very tense time.
Yeah. Doug, always a pleasure to catch you on the show and catch up and celebrate this moment today with you, 50 years. And, of course, you know, the Creedence formula, the Creedence ethic, the Creedence motto, what I always say, tight, compact melodies with a strict adherence to the roots of rock and roll. And you guys just wrote some gems. They're still as good today as they were back then, and they will live on for another 50 years and even more. Because a good song is a good song is a good song.
If that happens, Max, I'll miss you.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of the great American rock bands. And Doug, getting ready to get out on tour, man. The 14th, you leave town. 15th, you got a show. You're on stage.
Yeah.
West Coast tour. Just getting out and getting the music. And I look forward to having you guys back in town.
I look forward to it as well, Max. And we'll rock and roll one more time.
Awesome.
At least.
Doug Clifford. Doug Clifford from Creedence Clearwater Revival, and see Creedence Clearwater Revisited on tour this summer. All right? Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Max.